Hi and welcome to the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Can you believe, I don't know what this is. This is like 54, 55, 56, one of them. We've done a lot. We've done one every Saturday for the past however many weeks, nonstop. And it's been a fucking journey. Like, if as a listener, if you've been listening religiously, which if you haven't, I'm disappointed. But as a listener, you yourself would have seen the transition that even I as a coach have gone through. Because not many people realize this, that even coaches go through transitions. You know, I, for example, have my coaches. And I see them going through a transition. So it's interesting to see that over time, even my own mindset, I go through my own notes, for example. I go through my past content. I'm constantly reviewing, I now review more. But to see the evolution that I've gone through, and, you know, not to toot my own horn, but it's been a cool, Do you know what, actually, as a thing that I say to people, when people say, I know not to toot my own horn, I yell at them and say, go fucking toot your horn. Because if you don't toot it, who else is going to toot it? But so let's toot my horn for a second. This podcast has been awesome. Like, I love it. It's the thing I look forward to every Saturday. It's like my morning, my week isn't done or complete, or it's not even the end of my week. To me, the end of my week is Sunday. But it's like, it's something that I really enjoy looking forward to, because as a kid, I loved listening to podcasts. In fact, I remember when I was, you know, going through uni and I was studying for exams, I used to put on podcasts of like other coaches and things like that, that I used to love listening to. And that's one of the reasons why I do the YouTube videos. That's one of the reasons why I do the Instagram. Actually, Instagram is just because I think it's really fun. And I love connecting with people. There's a number of reasons. But one of the primary reasons why I do this podcast, and one of the primary reasons why I do the YouTube channel, is because, you know, when I was down in the dumps, when I was a young warthog, that was my first point of call. You know, sometimes when you're feeling really down or you don't have the energy to reach out or to do stuff, so you go for the lowest energetic level that you can. And so for that, for me, when I was younger, it was YouTube, it was listening to podcasts, it was, like, I just couldn't be fucked reading books. And it was being around, just the simple process of being around the newer mindsets, the new energy, the higher energy that you want is through osmosis, the law of emotional transference. It gets transferred to you if you are receptive and if you want that emotion. So that's one of the biggest reasons. And you know what? That's a huge foundation of my coaching. You know, when I'm working with people one-on-one, what happens is it's basically like a two-part system. You know, we have the calls, which if you haven't already had your free call, fucking apply for it. But it's either a 6-week program or a 12-week program. 12-week programs for people who just want to take it a bit longer. But we have that, right? We have the calls and they're really fucking groundbreaking. But one of the things I do that I find no one else does is I have a private messaging platform where you have direct access to me. And, you know, I get a lot of messages on a day-to-day basis from Instagram, from Facebook, from emails, and all this kind of stuff. And sometimes it's hard for me to get back to everyone. And sometimes I just don't want to get back to everyone, because sometimes the questions people ask me are really fucking annoying. But, and I mean that in all honesty, like, I'll do it. But, you know, when I'm replying, just know that sometimes I'm like, hey. And I'll say this to you. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? You're asking the wrong question. How do I make him like me? That's the wrong question. How do I feel happy? That's the right question. And so I'll say it. I'm a pretty honest guy. But when we work together, we have the separate private messaging platform. And there's the saying, you know, if you're the sum of your five closest friends, then who does that make you? And so during the 6 weeks or during the 12 weeks, if I'm your fifth closest friend, who does that make you? And it's funny because I've seen You know, I even heard Gary Vaynerchuk talk about this once. And I don't religiously follow him, but I see his videos pop up from time to time. And once I saw him say, "You better believe that the people around me have been confident just by being around me. And you better believe that the people who are in my life have had their, like my closest friends have had their love lives transformed just fucking by osmosis. Or that confidence or the fucking energy vitality for life just by being around." And so that's a huge foundation of what I do. But today I want to talk about appreciation versus depreciation. Because everyone kind of, look, and I'm going to talk about appreciation from different from gratitude. Gratitude is like, I'm grateful for the fact that I'm still alive. And grateful, I feel like appreciation is like a next level. If there's a subtle nuance, right? Let's look at it in terms of investment. Because in investment, you have appreciating investments, and you have depreciating investments. For example, most cars, and I say most cars because in Melbourne, there's a dealership that has cars that appreciate that were owned by sultans, and the only particular, this kind of Ferrari done in this particular color owned by this particular sheik, you know, in Abu Dhabi or something like that. But most cars depreciate. As soon as you buy them, their value decreases, right? Now, other things, for example, depending on markets, we have houses. Now, houses, in depending on where you are, tend to be considered to be something that appreciates. You know, it adds value. The value increases. So that's why I love the concept of appreciation, because the concept of appreciation increases the value of whatever you are appreciating. Now, in the past, especially recently, you know, we've going down a fucking rabbit hole when it comes to momentum and good thoughts and feeling really good about yourself and things like that. But we're going deeper. We're diving in fucking deep, as like, you know, Ant-Man dives deep into the quantum realm where time and space don't necessarily exist anymore. We're diving deep where dreams, desires, all of these fucking problems start to fade. We're going to the quantum level of thought, right? And so the level that we are now is just appreciation versus depreciation. Are your thoughts on the upswing or are your thoughts on the downswing? Now, for example, I often talk to people who are doing like a money mindset coaching thing, you know, and I love money. I'm just going to be honest. I think money is great. You know, people often say, money doesn't make you happy. But I say, well, you know, if you're going to be happy or unhappy, you might as well be rich at the same time. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you can have a relationship with money in the same way you can have a relationship with someone else, in the same way you can have a relationship with yourself. And so I often talk to money mindset people, and just as an example, they go, oh, you know, I can't believe that I used to beat myself up about buying an ice cream. But don't we do that all the time? We beat ourselves up for having particular thoughts, or for liking someone, or for doing something that makes us fucking human, or for eating the potato, you know, like eating the thing. We eat it and we're like, I shouldn't be eating it, I shouldn't be eating, I shouldn't be eating it, I shouldn't be eating it. All those things are depreciating thoughts. They are thoughts that slow, they're friction. They slow down the growth of your life. They get your boat stuck in the river. They stuck in the reeds. It's not moving forward. But we do this all the time. Oh, they probably won't like me. Oh, you know, I can't lose weight. Oh, I'm a bit fat. Oh, you know, oh, I should have gotten out of bed on time. Even that thought, I should have got out of bed on time. I should have, whatever. You know? And so, on the flip side, if we were to flip it, now we have appreciation. Now, appreciation is the upswing. It's adding value to things. And I've seen this all the time in, for example, in a relationship. So let's, like, when I say a relationship now, I mean a fully fledged, I will see you as long as you will see me. We have established a commitment relationship. And so when a relationship is in an appreciative mode, when the predominant value of a relationship, which means the predominant value of the thoughts of the two people in the relationship, are that of appreciation, right? And that's why it's really good to have a coach as well, to, if you're like in a depreciative mindset, to fucking get that upswing going. But if they're in appreciation, what they do is they share things that they appreciate, and the relationship gets value added to it. Now, that's why I use the investment mindset here, like the idea of investment before, because I want you to see that in the same way, it's almost like a monetary value. You're investing energy, and sometimes energy has, you can consider energy like a currency. You invest it in the right people, the right things, the right feelings, in yourself, in the right thoughts. And so if your relationship is gaining value through the power of appreciation, through the power of looking for things that are good in the thing. If at the very base level, what is appreciation? Just looking for good things. Your brain creates more pathways about how good it is, and you have more reasons to look for the good in it. Your relationship is added value. It's like the fucking core level. This is what you do. But then you might say, but I'm the one appreciating, but my partner, they, how do I get them to appreciate? Well, then I say you're already out of appreciation because you're thinking that your partner doesn't appreciate, or you're, we fucking project all over people, you know? It's like, I don't know, like the prince, let's just, you can have whatever image you have in your head about what I mean, we project all over people. But we do. We think someone's sad, and so we make them extra sad when we project all over them. So we think that they're sad. You know, I guess the common example is someone who's busy. You know, they might come to you and they say, I'm busy. But we project it all over them by thinking, oh, they're probably just going to reject us anyway. So we gave them an opportunity to give us a reason. And so then we say, oh, but they're busy. But they're not busy. Look. They're not busy. This is the reason, one of the biggest reasons why I do my Instagram story stuff. I go for 3 runs a day. I run an internationally fucking known company. I do this stuff like a podcast. After this, I'm going to a family event. I still make time for the people that I really care about. And I have a lot of people in my life now. A lot. I am quality versus quantity. And I have both, which is crazy. The same thing. One of my best friends, Dr. Dan, he's going to become, what's the osteosurgeon. He's in that fucking pipeline. His partner is going to become a neurosurgeon. You think, oh, ultimate power couple. I go, yeah, nah, yeah, don't worry. We have a very competitive relationship, me and Dr. Dan. But they still make time for each other. If someone says they're busy, and suddenly someone in their life dies, you better believe they'll make time for the funeral. Busy is an excuse. It's an excuse because they're not in touch with whatever the fuck is going on. So you might say that, you might say that appreciation, just a simple thing, allows you to add to the relationship. Add to the relationship, empowering it, giving it more reasons to be successful. Because ultimately, look, I'm going to say sometimes there are trees that you shouldn't bark up, you know, because whatever one reason or another, we've attracted a person in our life that is a reflection of who we are, and we needed someone to, you know, we needed, like, sometimes we need that. We need a bad relationship to know what a good relationship is, you know? And I hear this countless times when I talk to people who are in really good relationships. I say, if you met this person a year ago, would you have seen them? And they go, no, I wouldn't have even appreciated them because I needed to feel what depreciation was. They needed to go through the negative fucking spiral mindset to know what the positive mindset was. And so when you look for appreciation, you can always find things. You go, no, there's nothing good here. I go, really, nothing? Because sometimes it's like, you're alive. Isn't that appreciative enough? The fact that you are breathing, the fact that there's life running through you, the fact that when you sleep, you don't have to worry about, are you breathing? Like, there are systems in your body that you are always in momentum, regardless of if you know it or not. Appreciation adds momentum. You know, you don't focus on momentum. You can focus on momentum, and it's good for some things, right? But appreciation adds momentum. So it's like you can appreciate your body for keeping you alive. You can appreciate it that it's a vessel for you to express, dance, communicate, love. That you are not your body, but it is there as a tool for you. You can appreciate the fact that your partner has a body. And is probably a really nice one too. You can appreciate the fact that you get a chance to live in this world. But you go, is it really life? It's like, well, you can look for shit. You can look for red, you'll find red. You can look for blue, you'll find blue. You'll think of the pink elephant. Don't think of the pink elephant. It's stuck in your mind. Sometimes we're really practiced at depreciation. We're really practiced at appreciation. Now, for all those people who are sexy single, and for all those people who are in relationships who just still like to learn about the single life, and really, truly, I find that there is no... Look, people put way too much importance, and I'm a dating and relationship coach, and I'm fucking saying this. People put way too much importance on labels. You know, the whole, like, are we together? Are we not? Most of the time, the people who are fighting over labels already have the relationship that they want, but they have put so much magnitude on the label that often it can crush the relationship. It can crush it because they've already got it, but they say that my partner, they just won't commit. It's like, well, you're not appreciating your partner. Most of the time, if you spend more time in appreciation, have more reasons to be in the relationship, more reasons to be in than out, depreciation sucks value. It takes currency away. If you have more in it, it'll be more of a matter of time rather than if. It'll be a matter of when, not will it. No. And I'm saying this if it's the right, because I find that most relationships end, and I have to put this little asterisk, most relationships end because it's the wrong fucking relationship. Like, that's a key there. But let's talk about the single life. And you know me, or you should know me by now, that I'm a firm believer that the method that you meet someone is irrelevant. You know, people say, online dating, they're online dating. But it's no different online than meeting someone in a grocery store, going out at night, meeting someone, say, for example, in a bar, or meeting someone through friends or at a house party or at some corporate event. The method itself is irrelevant. The method itself will always be irrelevant. In fact, I find the method of a lot of things in life are irrelevant when compared to your emotional state and what you're thinking and feeling in those moments. That's the key. It's who you are in those moments that truly matters. Because you can go online and you can text someone, but you can be in a really shit emotional state and you can push people away. Or you could go to a corporate event and be such in an amazing, vibrant, energetic, beautiful state that people will end up just being drawn to you and pulled to you like a gravitational field. People, we're like planets. We have gravity. You know, we have magnetic fields. Strengthen your fucking magnetic field. And so you might say this and be like, yeah, I thinking about this, you know, there are times where I've just been really happy or I've spoken about something that I'm really passionate about and just people have been drawn into me. And I say, yes, it's because the medium itself is irrelevant. It's the emotions. That's why I say sex itself is not it's not the message, it's the medium. It's the medium in which the emotions are expressed. It's a translation of our inner being. And when you understand from this translation, you understand that what matters most is what you feel. So if what matters most is what you feel, then we have to work on what you feel. You can be in the right relationship and still be unhappy. That's why when we work together, we work on your happiness more than the relationships. And I say more because the relationships you get will be a reflection of your happiness. They will flow to you very easily and simply. And all forms of relationships with money, business, whatever, it's all the fucking same shit. But if you're single and you see someone, What do you appreciate about them? What do you appreciate about them? And pretty soon you'll get good at appreciating. And usually when you get good at appreciating, you've made enough fucking pathways, you've made enough internal momentum that you won't worry about starting a conversation with that person. There'll be a tidal wave of emotion behind you, a gravity, a force behind you that will create the connection quickly and easily, that it won't be a conscious effort thing. You know, I'm all about making things easy. I don't think you should, like, sure, do things. You know, everyone, like, the internet culture is so caught up on sacrifice and hard work and all this kind of bullshit. You know, it's all caught up. And sure, there is some merit in it, but it's like it's a fucking trend. And I say this because I run my business and it's easy. I go for 3 runs a day and it's easy. I go for 3 runs when it's easy, and it's always easy because I want to do it. I understand the mindset behind it. But in my mind, we should never really do anything that really is hard. In fact, when you feel that's hard, you're fucking trying too hard. If you're focusing on how hard it is, you're trying too hard. But some people might say, but Elon Musk is trying to get to the moon, to Mars. That's hard. Yeah, but he's not focusing on the hard. He's focusing on the desire, what he wants to create. And that's the key here, is we focus on what we want, not how easy or hard it is. When you say things are hard, you make them harder. You make them harder. So let's stop calling things hard or easy, and let's just focus on what we want to create. Wouldn't that make more sense? But here's the thing as well. When you're single, and if you're not single, like, if you are in a relationship, this is something you want to do too, but you want to take time to appreciate who you are. You want to take time to appreciate your body. You want to take time to appreciate your hair, your eyes, your skin, your personality, the parts of you, the life you've been through, the journey you've been on. The things in your life, you spend time to appreciate that. You'll have and you'll create emotional magnet, not a magnitude. I use the word magnitude to describe often negative things or heavy things. But you'll put more energy behind you, and you'll increase your magnetic field, not only for things, but every part of your life. And so we can extrapolate this to other things, like, you know, if you're worried about spending the money, be great, appreciate the fact that you have the option of spending that money. You'll swing yourself out of the downstream into the positive upstream. You probably won't spend the money, but you probably will buy something that's better. You know, if we appreciate the fact that we have options, sometimes that's great. Appreciate the fact, you know, but you're like, oh, I should work out. Something's wrong with me that I don't work out. Suddenly you're in depreciation. This is like we're practicing the mindsets right now. But you can appreciate the fact that you have the option of exercising, or you have the option of getting out of bed, or that you have a job. For those people who don't have jobs, you can appreciate the fact that you have the potential for getting a job. You go, but I don't have potential. You could appreciate the fact that you are alive. There is always something. There is always a level. There is always a moment. There is always a mindset. There is always the upswing that you can be. And when you're in that upswing, you will find more things to grapple onto. And you'll swing yourself into momentum. And when you swing yourself into momentum, there is nothing you cannot achieve, you cannot be, you cannot do, you cannot love, you cannot create. There is no person you cannot meet. There is nothing you cannot achieve, because that's the foundation of it. We don't look for results in anything, or, you know, have the result in mind, of course, but look for the momentum. Look for the momentum in your relationship. Look for the momentum in your growth. Look for the momentum in your mindset. Because when you look for the momentum, you'll always be swung into appreciation. I'm so happy that I'm just in this momentum. Momentum is the foundation of success in anything. It's the steps moving forward that matters the most. It's the steps moving forward. So thank you so much for listening to this Honest Modern Dating Podcast. This is podcast number whatever. This has approximately been 24 minutes and 27 seconds, 28 seconds, 29 seconds, 50 seconds. And, you know, I've really enjoyed doing this as much as you've enjoyed listening to it. You know, if you have enjoyed listening to it, if you are listening to this on a platform that allows you to leave a review, please leave a review. Say, I appreciate Harvey Hook. And if you don't like this podcast, make sure to share this with every enemy that you have, every person you hate. And, you know, if there are any ideas, any feelings, any whatever you have, please email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. If you're interested in setting up your free call, please email me or go to www.loveonmyterms.com. You can apply for a free call there. For any more articles, podcasts, stuff like that, go to www.gethimhooked.com. That's my basis, my foundational website. And thank you so much. I've really enjoyed this podcast. And we will tune in next week for more of the latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. And lastly, just one last thing before we go. One last thing. If you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't appreciate you, that's what we call, it's about self-respect. You got to put your foot down for the things that you love. You got to put your foot down for the things that you love. If someone puts you down for something, it's your responsibility through the sheer power of appreciation and respect for who you are and what you do for you to look after and respect those things. So that's been this one more thing. Thank you so much. 26 minutes and 21 seconds. Goodbye.